Hare Krishna, welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa Conference Call. We are today so fortunate to have His Grace Pran Govinda Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, 2nd Chapter, verse number 46. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. Now I will hand over the call to you, Prabhu. Whenever ready, please take over the call. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Am I audible, Mother?
Yes,
Yes,
Prabhu. Mataji.
okay
Mataji, you can click that link in the chat box. It is there, Mataji. Sushmita Mataji. Okay, Mataji.
thank you. Thank you, Mother Binita
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Gandharvika. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, dear Prabhus and mothers, welcome to this session of morning sadhana through Bhakti Japa Sangha group. I really appreciate all of your participation, taking valuable time and investing in your ultimate benefit. So today's subject is very interesting, related to our day-to-day material existence. And this is the song composed by His Divine Grace Bhaktivinoda Thakur to this purport. So I would like to sing that. And if you want to participate, you can in your own pace, wherever you are comfortably situated. Janma लभिया संसारे कृष्ण भजिनो संसारे कृष्ण न भजिनो दुख कहिबो कहारे संसार संसार करे मिछे गेलो का संसार संसार करे मिछे गेलो का लाभ ना कोइला किछु घटिला जंजा लाभना कोइला किछु अटिला जंजा किसेर संग सर होए छाया बाजी प्राय किसेर संग सर होए छाया बाजी प्राय ইহাতে মমতা করে বৃথা দিন যায় ইহাতে মমতা করে বৃথা দিন যায় এ দেহ পতন হলে কি রহিবে আমার এ দেহ পতন হলে কি রবে আমার কেহ সুখ নাহি দিবে পুত্র পরিবার কেহ সুখ নাহি দিবে পুত্র পরিবার গর্দবের মত Pari pari sram garda bele amato ami. Pari pari sram taro lagi eto kore naguchilo bham karo lagi eto kore naguchilo bham dina jaya miche kaje Nishanitra vamshe dinaya micha kaje Nishanitra vamshe nahi bhavi marana nikote ache borshe nahi bhavi marana নিকটে আছে বসে ভালো মন্দ খাইবি পরিচিন্তাহীন ভালো মন্দ খাইবি পরিচিন্তাহীন নাহি ভাবি এহ ছাড়িব কোন দিন নাহি ভাবি এ দেহ ছাড়িব কোন দিন দেহ গেহ কাল ত্রাদি চিন্তা অবিরত দেহ গেহ কলত্রাদি চিন্তায় বিরত জাগিছে হৃদয়ে মন বুদ্ধি করিহত জাগিছে হৃদয়ে মন বুদ্ধি করিহত হায় হায় নাহি ভাবি অনিত্যে সব হায় হায় নাহি ভাবি অনিত্যে সব জীবন বিগতে কোথায় রহিবে বৈভব জীবন বিগতে কোথায় রহিবে বৈভব শ্মশানে শরীর মম পড়িয়া রহিবে শ্মশানে শরীর মম পড়িয়া রহিবে বিহঙ্গ পতঙ্গ তারি বিহার করিবে বিহঙ্গ পতঙ্গ তারি বিহার করিবে কুকুর শৃগাল সব আনন্দিত হয়ে কুকুর শৃগাল সব আনন্দিত হয়ে মহ করিবে আমার দেহ লয়ে মহোৎসব করিবে আমার দেহ লয়ে যে দেহে এই গতি তার অনুগত যে দেহে গতি তার অনুগত সংসার বৈভব বন্ধু জান যাত সংসার ভয় ভাব বন্ধু জান যাত অতএব মায়া ভাম চারি বুদ্ধিমান অতএব মায়া মোহ চারি বুদ্ধিমান নিত তত কৃষ্ণ ভক্তে করুণ সাধন নিত তত কৃষ্ণ ভক্তি করুণ সাধন হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে জয় প্রভু পাদ প্রভু পাদ জয় প্রভু পাদ জয় প্রভু পাদ জয় প্রভু পাদ প্রভু পাদ জয় প্রভু পাদ জয় প্রভু পাদ গুরুদেব 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 জয় জয় গুরুদেব জয় জয় গুরুদেব 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 জয় জয় গুরুদেব হরে কৃষ্ণ ডিয়ার প্রভুজ এন্ড মাদার্স পারপাস অফ দিস সং টু স্কেয়ার ইউ পারপাস অফ দিস সং নট টু স্কেয়ার ইউ বাট টু কাম টু দ্য রিয়ালিটি হু উই আর ওয়ার উই আর অ্যান্ড হাউ টু গেট আউট সো আই উড রিকোয়েস্ট ইফ সামবডি ক্যান হেল্প মি টু রিড দ্য ট্রান্সলেশন প্লিজ গো ফরওয়ার্ড ওয়ান পার্সন ওয়ান ডেবডি ইচ ট্রান্সলেট
হরে কৃষ্ণ সুগগ কৃষ্ণ প্রভু, ক্যান ইউ প্লিজ মিউট ইউর সেলফ বিকজ আই এম ট্রাইং টু মিউট, ইটস নট গেটিং মিউটেড। ওকে,
প্লিজ প্রভুজ এন্ড মাদার্স
The human
লুকিং
form of life is the rarest opportunity for attaining spiritual perfection. But now I am lamenting because I have somehow or other been born with such an opportunity and I wasted it by never worshipping Lord Sri Krishna. Oh, to whom shall I tell the tale of this misery?
Thank you.
Having married and entered into the entanglements of materialistic family life, I pass my time in vain. I never got any tangible gain or permanent benefit, only trouble and botheration. Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you.
What kind of world is this anyway? It seems to be just like a magic lantern show, that I saw at a carnival, wherein so many shadows and optical illusions dance magically before my eyes. I feel great attachment and identification with such a world, and thus day after day pass by fruitlessly without any purpose whatsoever. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
For I read, when this body drops dead on the ground, then what will remain mine? At the moment, all of my sons and dearest loved ones will not be able to give me any happiness. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I work hard just like an ass every day, and now I am wondering for whom am I working? I'm wondering for whom am I working so hard? I am still surrounded.
Can you see it, Prabhu? Surrounded by illusion?
Hare Krishna, okay. Prabhuji. I can continue. I think we cannot hear him, Prabhu.
Mm-hmm.
Hare Krishna, I am still surrounded by so many illusions. Number 6, I waste every day in useless, insignificant work, and I waste every night controlled by sleep. And in every 24 hours, I never for one second consider that cruel death is sitting very close by my side. Thank you, Prabhu Hare Krishna.
I live a very carefree lifestyle, sometimes eating a lot or eating a little. If I feel like it, sometimes I see nice things around the town, or sometimes I do not go out at all. Sometimes I wear opulent clothing, or if I am in the mood, I will something simple. I live so carefree that I never consider that one day I will have to give up this body. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
My poor heart is plagued by constant anxieties about the maintenance and daily turmoil created by my body, my house, my wife, my family members, and my social obligations. All these anxieties are pinching me and destroying all my intelligence. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Alas, alas, what a remorseful situation has arisen. I am absorbed in all this trouble, but I never consider that all these things are temporary and subject to perish. Very soon after I am dead and gone, where will all of my material opulences remain? Hare Krishna.
Number 10. When my body will be thrown in the pit at the cremation grounds, it will simply lie there motionlessly. Then many crows, vultures, ants, and worms will come and playfully sport there. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. All the stray dogs and jackals will then become very much delighted, and in great ecstasy, they will make a festival ground out of my body and will have a huge... and feast. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Read 12. Just see, this is the ultimate destination of this material body. And the most amazing thing is that all of my material opulence, house, family, and friends have exactly the same destination. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Therefore, I ask of anyone who has any sharp intelligence, please give up all of these temporary illusions presented by Maya and kindly search after the means to get pure devotion of Lord Krishna. For this is the only really tangible eternal truth. Hare Krishna.
Very good. Thank you. Prabhus and mothers, this is the reality. I hope you all could relate while you are hearing or reading. So today's subject matter is Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 7, sorry, Canto 7, and chapter 2, Srila Prabhupada entitled Hiranyakashipu gave funeral eulogy, instruct to family. And today's text is 46. I hope you all are participating every day on Bhagavatam class. So you are familiar where is this verse, who spoke to who, and how it is relevant to us. So let us chant the verse and then I'll go little details. Now I'm going to give a little brief before we recite the verse so you will know where you are and why we are doing this verse. Now this chapter began with, of course, you can say this Srimad Bhagavatam spoken by Suta Goswami, final by Vyasdev. Before that, Suta Goswami spoke to Shonakadis. Same thing that they heard from Sukhdev Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj. Same thing Sukhdev Goswami was narrating, which he saw through his transcendental vision by the mercy of Vyasdev, that was spoken by Narad Muni to Yudhishthir Maharaj. Actually, the episode is Hiranyakashipu giving funeral eulogy after his father died. He is bringing another speaker of Jamaraj, who is speaking to the queens of a great king named Sujagna of Ushinur. So I hope nobody got lost. I hope none of you got lost, but everybody, I hope you follow. speaker and audience is like a seven layer came down. So it's beautiful. This is a very beautiful. And I hope you can also pick what went wrong. This is as good as Bhagavad Gita Krishna spoke. This whole chapter is as good. Sometimes even I can relate this more appealing than Bhagavad Gita. Not looking down Krishna's explanation. Krishna gave very essence. But the speaker here is Hiranyakashipu, the big demon. Mayavadi demon. Not only demon, Mayavadi demon. Mayavadi demon, in a sense, this chapter takes same chapter. Only Mayavadi thinks like this. He didn't say, I am Mayavadi, but his speech shows that he is a big Mayavadi, impersonalist, big demon. When Hiranyakashipu saw that entire kingdom, everybody lamenting, including his mother. Can someone tell me who is the mother? What's her name? Mother of Hiranyakashipu?
Diti.
Very good. Diti, yes. Thank you. And so his mother is crying. His sister-in-law, Hiranyaksha's wife, she is crying. All the children are crying. All the minister, demons, friends, everybody is crying because Hiranyaksha is dead. Hiranyakashipu started speaking. What is his purpose? His purpose was to pacify them from the lamentation. And then he will do the funeral rites called Antesti Kriya of Hiranyaksha, who was his brother. So Hiranyakashipu started speaking, and in his, where this verse comes, I'm expressing what I understood. He started with, do not lament. He's talking to his mother, especially, and to his sister-in-law, who just lost the husband, killed by Varahadev. Don't put logic that, well, he should know his God. It's all good. No, he's not putting that logic. But he gave a practical metaphor. He gave a practical example where we should not lament for this material, neither hanker or lament for this material, especially lamentation, material things. You will think like Hiranyakashipu must be a Mahabhagavat. Something went wrong. When somebody speaks so good, how is possible? And not today's text, but in few texts later, you'll see his internal desire will come out. But external explanation was as good as Lord Krishna's explanation about soul. We are not this body, we are soul. He gave a very beautiful explanation. While he's explaining, he mentioned that all these living entities, we come together, called material world, just like a lot of leaves, straws are floating in the river. Then at one point, they get together and then so we come together, we call our family, and then all of a sudden some die, some disappear like that. Then he says, don't be attached. Attachment and association with these material modes will cause you suffering. Isn't true what he says? Yes, it's true. And Hiranyakashipu says, one's affection by the condition of material existence is the cause of happiness and distress. Then he gave, but then he looked at his mother and his sister-in-law. They are not stopped crying. And thousands others. Not stop. So then he brought this example, two examples, one by one. So he gave that example, famous king Sujagna, who resided in the country named Ushinar. He passed away and he caused, when he passed away, now when somebody passed away, can someone help me? Why do we have to cremate the body? What's the big deal?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Yes.
I think it's because the soul may be attached to the body and doesn't move on. So the soul doesn't, once the body is cremated, then the soul can move on.
Very good. This is good. Another point is when you
the body gets decayed. Body gets decayed, no, Prabhu. When if we remain, it will just become decayed and decomposed. We have to just remove the whole thing and burn it or cremate.
That is true, but that may take a long time. If you bury, it may take years.
Not bury. I'm telling cremation. Cremation.
Yes. Yes. For either one, why? The question is why the body has to be given back where it comes from? Because we borrow. It is never our. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told this to Sanatana Goswami Pad. How can you want to destroy your body? Because he had some sap. I won't go to details. I'm sure you are all familiar. He said, this you offered, you surrendered to me. You took initiation from me. I am your guru because Mahaprabhu gave him initiation, made him from Sakar Mallik to Sanatana Goswami. So he said, then you have no right to destroy my property. Prabhus and mothers, all we got initiated, our body belongs to our guru, Prabhupada. You have no right. You have to take care of it. So this is very nice. So then another point also, the soul will never get another body until this body is dissolved. I hope you all know. Soul will not get another body until this body, like you rent a house, you can walk out after you give back to the landlord. So this is required to understand. He gave this example just to stop them crying, because he has some ulterior motive. He would not say it now. He's first trying to remove their distress condition. So he gave a beautiful example. In that example, he brought a reference of a true story of a King Sujagna. So when King Sujagna, he used to go out and fight the enemy or neighbor country, he would conquer them and he would come back. So king went many times and he come back. But this time, one time, he came back not alive, as dead. When that king body came back, or you can say king came back as a dead body, all these queens, he had a few wives, queens hold his dead body on their lap, and they're crying and crying and crying. There is a auspicious time when a body dies. I hope you all know that a particular time you're supposed to cremate. So the sun is about to set and they are not let body go from their holding. They're literally like crashing their emotion, their body with this dead husband's body. And nobody can stop, because their crying was so pathetic, so intense. It reached to everybody's cry, don't reach to Jamaraj. This was a special. So then Jamaraj immediately came. But how did he come? He came as a, I hope ladies can relate what I'm saying, mothers. Even if you're depressed, if a little baby, broken language, started speaking, it gets your attention. Even you are depressed. If grown-up man talks, you may not get attention. Let him talk. Whatever. Not that you looking down the man. But the child, when the child talks, even mother is depressed, but she pays attention. So Jamaraj came as a young child and like an orphan, you know, very curious, very kind of a lost. He said, why are you crying? So one old man was seeing the whole episode. Thousands and thousands of people are crying, especially the queens. Old man told the baby, because our king is dead. Then this baby Jamaraj says, really? Please don't cry. The king will come back. Did he not go before ever? Said, yes. He came back, yes. So he will come back. Hearing childish talk from this orphan child, they didn't know this Jamaraj, it caught attention of the queen. So they replied to this orphan child, Jamaraj, no, king will not come back. Then the orphan child was walking around while listening. And he came to this dead body of the king who just died. He said, you all are lying. He's right here. Why you said he's not here? Then the queen said, oh, our child, listen, he's not the king. Then he stepped backward and he says, so this is not the king? But I see he's the king. He says, no, my child, this is his body, dead body. The king is the soul. When queen said this to the orphan child, Jamaraj, then Jamaraj orphan child replied, oh, so the king has gone and he is not the child. He is not this body. So then Can any one of you explain me who was the king you are crying for? Did you see him, how he looks like? Do you remember his face, his color? Then one queen says, no, he's the soul. Okay, I agree, he's the soul that gone. But have you seen the soul, how he looks like, how he talks or acts? Then another queen replied to orphan Jamaraj, nobody ever saw the soul. Then the orphan child Jamaraj replied, do you know every moment how many soul dies? But you are crying only for one. So if you think by crying loudly, this soul will come back into the body, let's cry loudly. And then he started crying. When the orphan child started crying, all the queens said, no, stop crying. See, they were crying before. Now the orphan child is crying. Said, by crying, he will not come back. Soul does not come back. That's where our today's sloka began. Then this child started giving philosophy to the queens and to all others. Now let's go back to our today's. So I hope everybody is aware who is speaking and what is the subject matter. Very good. Sorry, it took a little. Okay. I am going to read us to have a maybe two or three times more. At least three times is good. So I hope you all remember. What was the topics? The king has gone. This was the queen said, and they were crying. And then they said, who is the king? Not the body, the soul. Then this orphan child, who supposed happened to be Jamaraj, they did not know. He is giving the speech. So this is the one of the wonderful analysis about how this body is not the king or the soul. Let us chant three times. Consciousness becomes so pure that we will be able to see the Lord's presence in every pages of Bhagavatam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritam Narancaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Tirahi. Writing Bhagavata. We pray to Lord Vasudeva, who is the predominating deity of consciousness, to, by his mercy, purify our consciousness. And before reciting Bhagavatam, which is very means of conquest, we should respect and pay obeisances to Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Narayan, who revealed this to Brahmaji, to Naradji, all the way to Srila Prabhupada and to us. And unto Naranarayan Rishi, the supermost human being. And unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning. And unto Srila Vyasadev, the author, and Srila Prabhupada. Comments later. Nasta prayesu abhadresu nittam bhagavata sevaya Bhagavati uttama sloke bhaktir bhavati naishtaki. By regularly doing Srila Prabhupada's Guru Puja and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, all that our hearts get troubled, contaminated, will be completely destroyed. A loving service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Sri Radha Shyama Sundar, who is praised with transcendental song, will be established in our heart as an irrevocable fact. So with that note, we are going to recite this verse. Bhutendriya manalingan dehan uchavachan vibho bhajati utsrijati hi annas tascapi shena tejasa. Prabhus and mothers, please recite.
Bhutendriya manalingan dehan uchavachan vibhu bhajati utsrijati hi annas tachapi svena tejasa.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you. One more.
May I, Prabhu? Bhutendriya manolinga dehan uchavan vibhu bhajatya utsrajati anyas tachapi svena tejasa. Hariva.
Wonderful. One more. Mother. Mother said one.
Bhutendriya manolingan dehan uchavachan vibhu bhajati utsrajati anyas tachapi svena tejasa.
Wonderful. Thank you. Bhuta, by the five material elements, indriya, the 10 senses, manaha, the mind, lingan, characterize, dehan, gross material bodies, uccha avachan, high class, and vibhuhu, the individual soul who is the lord of the body and senses. Bhajati, achieves, utsrijati, gives up, he indeed, annayaha, being different, tat, that, cha, also, api, indeed, shyana, by his own, tejasa, power of advanced knowledge. Translation and purport by his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The five material elements, the 10 senses and the mind all combine to form the various parts of the gross and subtle bodies. The living entities contact with his material bodies, whether high or low. The latter gives them up by his personal prowess. This strength can be perceived in a living entity's personal power to possess different types of bodies. Purport. The conditioned soul has knowledge, but if he wants to fully utilize the gross and subtle bodies for his real advancement in life, he can do so. Prabhus and mothers, Prabhupada writes here, the conditioned soul has knowledge. Is it true or not? I mean, we are not blind followers. We know Prabhupada is right, but how he is right?
Because we are Satchitananda, we are part and parcel of the Mamai Vamsa Jivaloke. So Krishna is Satchidananda and we are part and parcel. So we also have knowledge, but it is covered by the material modes.
Very good. Good answer. Abritam Gena Metena Genina Nitta Bhairina. Yes. That verse in Bhagavad Gita says this. Good. Thank you.
And Prabhu, also Prabhupada showed us the scriptures. He wasn't talking about something like he thought. He gave us proof.
Yes, but when we, thank you, Mother, when we search out that everything Prabhupada said is all scriptures, actually, he's translating his own realization, but it's all has a origin somewhere in the scripture spoken by the Lord or sages. Our faith becomes very strong. Nobody can shake it. And that's why it's required. Next, Prabhupada writes, it is therefore said here that by his high intelligence, Shena Tejasa, by the superior power of superior knowledge achieved from the right source, the spiritual master, or Acharya, he can give up his conditioned life in a material body and return home back to Godhead. However, if he wants to keep himself in the darkness of this material world, he can do so. The Lord confirms this as follows in Bhagavad Gita 9:25. Janti deva brata devan pitrin janti pitri brata bhutani janti bhuteja janti majajino upimam. Those who worship the demigods will take birth among the demigods. Those who worship ghost and spirit will take birth among such beings. Those who worship ancestors go to ancestors. Those who worship me will live with me. Very nice. The human form of the body is valuable. One can use this body to the higher planetary systems, to Pitri Loka, or he can remain in this lower planetary system. But if one tries, he can also return home back to Godhead. This prowess is given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the Super Soul. Therefore, the Lord says, Mattaha smiti genam apohanamcha. From me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. If one wants to receive real knowledge from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can become free from bondage to repeated acceptance of material bodies. If one takes to the devotional service of the Lord and surrenders unto him, the Lord is prepared to give one direction by which to return home back to Godhead. But if one foolishly wants to keep himself in darkness, he can continue in a life of material existence. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Genanjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Shayam Rupa Kadam Hayam Dadati Shapadan Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Pada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Dagunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamscha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Saminiti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschata Deshatarine Vanchakalpa Taruvesha Kripa Sindhubaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo 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 Mahabhadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratishe Nama E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagat Pate Gopesh Gopika Kanto Radha Namastute. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Bhakta Vihinaya Aparada Lakshe Shiptasya Kamaditarangamate Kripa Maitam Saranam Prapanna Brinde Namaste Charanarabindam Vajami Radhaya Arabinda Netram Smarami Radha Madhusmitasyam Vadami Radha Karuna Bharatra Mamunasti Gati Nakoti. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So, dear Prabhus and Mothers, this verse gives many way to look at it. This morning I was reading a couple of times and I was thinking like we can talk about transmigration, we can talk about purpose of creation, we can talk about analytical study of suffering, each soul goes through this, why all these species are created. What is the need of all these planets? Why not one planet, some soul, and done with it? No, Krishna is very kind. Krishna is extremely kind. So first, these are all sounds good. How did I end up here in the material world? Or how am I going to go to spiritual world? Let's see how actually we process things. I thought we'll discuss that few minutes and then we will have a more of a reality check. How the body functions, subtle body, what causes transmigration. Well, first of all, if you ever wonder how you, being a conscious being, comes in contact with matter or material world. How? Now, there is an idea or theory given that consciousness is coming to the material world to know the material world. But it has to pass through material consciousness. And then it can feel what is matter. According to Darwin's theory also, because Prabhupada spoke about right conception of consciousness and wrong conception of consciousness. And Prabhupada also mentioned Darwin's theory. What was the fall? Prabhus and Mothers, matter gradually produce consciousness, but before producing consciousness, it must produce some hazy consciousness. Then mind, then the soul. Is this true? Absolutely not. In reality, it is just the opposite. Just the opposite. So subjective evolution parallels objective or material evolution. All the living Bhaktivinoda Thakur divides into five categories. Abhrita Chetan, Sankuchita Chetan. Chetan means consciousness. Mukulita Chetan, Vikoshita Chetan, Purna Vikoshita Chetan. Covered consciousness, contracted consciousness, budding consciousness, blooming consciousness, fully bloomed, blossomed consciousness. Where do we fit? We fit in the middle, budding. Budding means you do not know the beauty flower, for an example, when it's budding state, like a lotus, you don't see the color in a budding state. It has to start open, then you will start visibly perceive that. And also fragrance. Our quality, who we are, we will never be able to find out in material world until we come in contact with pure goodness. Each of us are very unique, beautiful, wonderful. So purpose of Krishna consciousness just to awaken that in relation to Krishna. So in the evolution of consciousness, the super subject is Krishna. Super subject is first. Then the individual soul or jiva subject is next. You are next after God. Not that you are first then God, no. Then from super subjective consciousness, or you can say internal potency, Jogomaya, reflect or shadow of Ramadevi, matter is produced. Or this body. The whole transmigration is nothing but from that. So consciousness must penetrate hazy consciousness to perceive matter. So process of evolution from top downward. Good example, H2O. All of you know this is a chemical composition of water. Yes? But you cannot see with this eye hydrogen and oxygen. But if you penetrate, bring it down to the gross, from the subtle to gross, you can touch it, you can feel it, you can taste it. This body that we have, the mind that we have, we have the experience. This is a hazy consciousness products. Absolute reality, if we at all assert that there is anything that is absolute reality, must possess two qualifications. When we think of Krishna, we always think of three things. According to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we should think three things. First is, he is by himself, for himself, and of himself. Amnaya praha tattam harimiha paramam sattam rasabdim tad binnang sastra jivan prakritim kavalitam. So first thing in that verse, amnaya praha tattam harimiha, to understand the absolute truth, that we must accept he's by himself. For who made him God? Himself. For who? For himself. Of himself. When we look through Krishna, then we can see our existence has a purpose life, has a purpose-driven life. If we look at from our own conditional, it sometimes doesn't make sense. Why do we even exist? If death is like forcing us to leave this existence and we don't know where we are heading, it will cause you fear and all this. But try to look at from Krishna's angle. He's the creator. He has done this for a particular purpose. Happy that ultimate happiness he has created for us. He has given. But it comes with also his mercy called free will, choice. First of all, when you think of going back now I have explained how we came here. To go back, same thing. First, you have to have an idea why you want to go. And where are you going? What are you going to get there? If that question why is not so clear, then your journey will take a long time. If you make it why you are very clear, then your journey will be very quick. This is the whole purpose why Bhagavatam discussion are compulsory every day. Chanting Hare Krishna, good association. I call 6S. Good sadhana, good sangha, or satsang, you can say. We must do this because we are conscious beings. First is the idea we get. Then we contemplate on the idea. Once we accept that idea, your mind will push your body to act on it. A human become or a pig, not by accident. It's the same process. I hope everybody is getting it. It may be a little technical, but this is how it is. The idea comes first. Because we are conscious being, idea has to come first. Whether to go to spiritual world or to enjoy here, whatever it is, idea has to come first. Idea has to be conceptualized or captured by mind. How? Intelligence intervenes. Okay, if I do this, I'll get this. This is what I want. Yes, I live for that. Okay. Then it's captured. When mind captures that idea, your body will do automatically. Most of the time, even for a devotee, we are not do sadhana because the conception is not clear. We are conscious being. And that consciousness is coming from the soul, not from the body, not from the mind. But when it filters through, it creates little havoc. Now, today's chapter, Prabhupada very nicely gave a reference of Bhagavad Gita, where he quote this verse. Let me go to the PowerPoint just a second. Yes. Vratana devan pitrin jantri pitri brata bhutani janti bhuteja majaji nahopimam. Very nice. Janti devo brata devan. So those who worship devotas or demigods go to heaven. Why do they go there? To enjoy more. Deep down, idea is, I want to experience that happiness more than what I am experiencing now. Is everybody clear? The idea comes first. Then idea has to be captured in the mind with the help of intelligence. Then mind will tell the body to act on it. Whether it's a sadhana or a sacrifice, whatever, to get that result. Then the result will be produced. Of course, it's not up to you everything. It has to be sanctioned. by Krishna. In order for an idea to be conceptualized or intelligence intervene to capture it, Krishna has to sanction. Otherwise, you will forget. I know he said something in the class. I didn't get it. It doesn't matter. Let's go on. We'll do something else. It is not that. Krishna just didn't sanction it. Prabhus and mothers, you are the initiating cause. Everything that happening in your life right now, you are the initiating cause of that. Krishna is the sanctioning cause. Because without his sanction, well, first of all, you desired it and you became eligible, conceptualized, then Krishna sanctioned it, then Mayadevi just manifested. That's how the whole one, Upadrasta, Anumanta, Bhartta, Bhukta, Maheshwara, you can read those verses exactly how it explains. So here, Prabhupada gives this reference of those who worship the demigod will take birth among the demigod. Those who worship ancestor, go to ancestor. Those who worship ghost, go to ghost. If you wanted to come back to me, you'll also worship me. So, choice, you, not Krishna, not your guru. Guru will help you. Krishna will help you. Devotees will help you. But ultimately, you are the initiating cause. We have to have a strong desire. But the desire should be aligned with our devotional scripture. Then it will produce devotional result. If the desire is not aligned with the devotional scriptures, the mercy will not come, neither you will get it. Srila Prabhupada, I was reading that purport also this morning. The Krishna consciousness movement, Prabhupada writes, I'm paraphrasing, is distributing sublime information to the entire world, humans, to the effect that simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, one can become perfect in this life and go back home, back to God. So most of Srila Prabhupada's purport focuses on Janti Majjajina Hopi Mam. This is my observation. Can someone help me with this? Why Prabhupada promote, even though Krishna did not say that you come to me only. He said, Janti Deva Pratana, you can go to demigod place, you can go to ghost planet, you can go to ancestor planet, you can go wherever you like. And you can come to me also. He did say you will come to me. But in the purport, Prabhupada going back to Krishna. Can someone...
Because everywhere is miserable material world. Yanti Devan, till the Brahma Loka, it is going to be Janma Mitra Jara Vyadi Dukkha Dosar Darshanam. Only place intelligently Krishna wants us to go back to him, so that one who goes to my place, yet Dhatvan and Nivartante, Tad Dhamma Paramama. That's why Prabhupada says that go back home intelligently, whether you are with Akama Sarvakama Moksha Kamudaradi, Devarena Bhakti Yogena Yirjetam Purushamparam. Sorry, Maharaj, this is the only thing I can be.
Very good. Very good. I see you are convinced, Prabhu. Sukhakar Prabhu, you are convinced.
Your blessings, Prabhuji. Your Prabhupada just said
I'll,
your blessings.
I'll pray. Definitely, I'll pray for you. You are not going to move. This is very good sign.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Prabhupada's purport, yes. Unfortunately, many people have no information about these sublime planets where Krishna and Vishnu live. Because they do not know of them, they fall down. So we were all in this category, but because Srila Prabhupada's mercy, I don't know how many of you go to Hindu program or other program. You do not see the Prabhupada's purport there. I mean, this is my experience. I'm not trying to be negative, being realistic. It is only Prabhupada's mercy that he wants our ultimate happiness. So we were all in this category, I would say, because of Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we have the opportunity to return back home for eternal life there. Now, after that, Krishna also spoke further verses that worshipper of the demigod, why Krishna does not promote the worshipping of demigods? Seems like he's negative. He created this when he's negative. Because he has the same mentality where Prabhupada got that mentality. He wants ultimate benefit for each soul. Arjuna asked that question. Krishna says, because it's all temporary. Three things will be lost. You lose the relationship with the demigod when annihilation comes. The planet will be lost. Your relationship with the demigod also lost. You are back to zero. But if you go to Krishna, forever, eternally only flourishes. So that's why it's very nice. Okay. Now, we can put one good logic. One good logic is Krishna is ever willing. He is ever willing. And he's going to work with you. That's why he comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Apuni achari dharma jipke shikhai. Apuni na koile dharma shikhano na jaa. So we want to also focus on that. Now, with that note, ask you another question. Please raise hand. Not everybody. I know most of you already know. Maybe all of you. I'm not a super soul, so I cannot say that. Is our subtle body, because in the verse, it talks about that transmigration. You can go any planet, demigod, forefather, and here, there. The physical body stays here. This is the function of the subtle body, providing the different planet body. Subtle body carrying the soul and giving the different body according to the planet or according to the atmosphere, wherever. Is the subtle body being destructible or indestructible? When the subtle body gets destroyed? Sukhakar Prabhu, no. Not now. I know you know it. I know you know it. Who else? Okay. Mother Radhika Leela Devi Dasi. I don't know you well. Maybe I do. I'm not sure. Go ahead, Mother.
Well, in the subtle body, they have the mind, the intelligence, and the false ego. So we transmigrate with the mind to the next body, but then the subtle body gets destroyed when we reach the purified state, and then we obtain a spiritual body.
Did you just say we get the spiritual body, then the subtle body destroy, or subtle body destroy, then we get the spiritual body?
I read in the scriptures that it's like lightning, it says like lightning. Like, so I took it like in the same moment.
Oh, I see. It's a Narad Muni's example you're giving, first canto, fifth chapter. He said to Vyasdev, lightning and illumination took same time. So from that angle. Okay. Now, this body, physical body, is growing. Is subtle body also growing? Anyone else? Like I see Mathura Mohan Prabhu, he has a gray hair. Don't take it wrong way, Prabhu. Sorry, I don't mean to attack you. Like, I see you have a gray hair, means you are growing. You're not a child anymore. Is the subtle body also growing like this? Yes or no? Just anybody else?
No. Subtle body does not grow.
Subtle body doesn't grow.
I think it grows, Prabhuji, because of the mind is involved, the desires keep increasing. Okay. So maybe it grows.
Maybe it grows. Okay. So there's an opposite opinion. Let me ask you one more question. Physical body is under the timer, under the spell of time? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Is the subtle body is also under the time?
Yes.
If you say yes, where is the reference? You have a reference or is your own inference? You cannot answer means it is your own inference. We have to be very careful because these little technical things actually will boost you to get out of this material world. Otherwise, they can pull it down or keep us down. There are a lot of concepts, maybe, about the subtle body. Subtle body being destructible or indestructible. Yes, the subtle body, as it's rightly pointed out in our, in Srila Prabhupada's purport that I saw, is also material. It is also destructible in that sense. However, the subtle body being of a subtler nature of matter is not as quickly or as grossly affected by time as is the gross body. So the gross body inevitably ages, just like Mathura Mohan Prabhu has a gray hair. He was not born with the gray hair, but he got it as he aged. No, he didn't age, but his body aged, more specifically. So the gross body inevitably ages as time passes, and it ultimately dies, whereas subtle body, Prabhu's and Mother, in general, does not age. Remember that, does not age. We know about our desire, it is time. Shastra says, Kalena nahi, Gajendra's pastime. Kalena nahi, jasya viplabo. I remember we spoke about this, Gajendra's prayer in 8th canto. In his prayer to Lord Krishna, he said, the nature of the desire, which are essence of the subtle body, is such that they are not destroyed even by time. If I die right now, whatever desire I have, it's going to go with me. If it is a bad desire, I'm carrying that back. When we join to ISKCON, we bring our baggage for so many life. We carry those baggage with us. And if we find some kind of uncomfort, because we are carrying the baggage, it is not uncomfort. We have to elevate our consciousness. Now, let's think this way. Demigods are under time. They do die at a particular time. And time does not bring about gross effect in them, in terms of them becoming old. They live. When their lifespan ends, then they die. But again, does not happen in terms of physical deterioration of abilities or appearance. Is that clear, everybody? Demigod does not age. Their physical body does not age. They are born, like Prabhupada explained, 5th canto, 18 or 17 chapter. You will see there is a famous verse where explained that they live for 10,000 years. 9,900 years, nobody has children. The ladies don't get pregnant. Only before she leaves the planet, she get pregnant. There is no breastfeeding. There is no babysitting. The child is born as a teenager, you can say, young, and she lives. There is no mother-son bond. He's free. Nobody is old either there. Everybody is young. That's how they enjoy. And they die also young, take birth young. So time has no effect in their physical body. What causes a lot of people get attracted to go to heaven? Our physical body in this in this planet where we are right now, under the spell of time. But the subtle body is not under the spell of time. Subtle body only dissolves when you desire to adopt bhakti and want to purify. Say Brahmaji's 100 years is over. All the souls goes where? They go into the lingam, carried by the Garbhadakshay Vishnu to Mahavishnu's body. All your dirty desire, maybe you have a good desire too, all the desire, all the impression are intact. What you did not want will disappear. What you wanted, you invested. We invest in two ways, negative and positive. All the investment means you have an emotional feeling for certain enjoyment is always with you. Until new creation began, you are not destroyed by those. So when the new creation began, we don't know when, because there is no timer. Nobody keeps track of the time. Of course, Krishna knows everything. Your subtle body holding everything. Your subtle body is destroyed not by the time, but by you in contact with Krishna's mercy. When you elevate your consciousness to Shuddha Satta, subtle body start dissolving. And then you have two things, I hope. All of you, hold tightly. Subordination. Who are you, Mathura Mohan Prabhu? I am a follower of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. This thing has to be forefront. We should not have our own identity. We should have a subordination identity. I'm a servant of the servant. And the second point is, I want to serve the Lord. When these two things are forefront of every devotee, you will cross the time frame. That time, your subtle body is dissolved. Subtle body is dissolved in the battlefield of Kurukshetra of all these 640 million people, one by one, in 18 days. That doesn't mean they went back home, back to Godhead. They went outside of material world. But you still have to have an attitude and service desire in order to go to Golok Vrindavan or Vaikuntha. Srila Prabhupada and Bhakti Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur writes, Srila Prabhupada says, Shishupal, who did not glorify Krishna, so he did not go to spiritual world. Now, when we are talking about Shishupal, there are Shishupal as a position, Shishupal as a person. When you say Joy Bijoy, they did not come in millennium after millennium. They came for three lives, they're done and gone. But that Shishupal is also a position. Ravana is a position, Kamsa is a position, Putana is a position also. Just like a president is a position. A qualified soul enter there to be in the Leela. So this Shishupal, he merged. He did not go to spiritual world. Spiritual world, when we talk about spiritual world, means there is a loving service. Spiritual world doesn't mean only out of three modes. Because in between spiritual world and material world, there is a vast another. Ekapad Vibhuti, the material world, Devidham. Goloka namni nijadhamni tale shatasya. Devi mahesha haridhame shute shute shu. Tete prabhava nichaya bihitascha jena govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. So, four pada vibhuti means Golok Dham, Vaikuntha Dham. This is two. Of course, our ultimate goal is Golok. Below that is Mahesh Dham, where Brahma Jyoti, of course, everywhere. And then you have a Siddhaloka, you have a Biraja. These are called border. Karmi, not Karmi, Gyani, Jogi, they can reach up to that. Mahesh Dham, Shivalok is also not spiritual world in one sense, Prabhupada writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita Purport, because there is no service for the soul. There is one also Ekapod Vibhuti. Then the material world is another. That's how the four division of creation is measured. Okay, we have 15 minutes. Let's have some discussion.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a nice class. Dear devotees, now the forum is open for question and answer, or if you have any realization, please kindly share. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Wonderful.
Yes, Prabhu, I can see three hand raises.
Okay.
Sukhakar Krishna Das Prabhu, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna. Dhanyavad Mataji. Hare Krishna. Shushpita Mataji.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. This is Devi Dham. Where it is coming? It is below Mahesh Dham? Is it above the material world? There is Devi Dham?
Devi Dham is where I am. Material world.
Material world, okay.
Yeah. Okay. When we say Mahesh Dham, Mahesh Dham is above Devi Dham, but it is not spiritual world in a sense. There is a three concept of Shiva. One is Sambhutatta Shiva, where is in Mahesh. Rudra Tattva Shiva is in the material world.
Devi Dham, Kailash.
Well, Rudra Tattva Shiva, actually every planet has a Rudra Tattva Shiva's abode. He lives in a guest house called Kailash Dham of Kubera's. That Kailash Dham is a guest house of Kubera. Because he loves Shiva, he's worshipping Shiva. And the reason I brought it in, that point, because we may chant, I may chant and seriously taking this, but if I don't have these two conception forefront, identity has to change. I'm a servant of the servant of my Guru, eternal essence.
But probably Sadashiva Dham is in spiritual world, no? Sadashiva Dham.
Sadashiva is not even Shiva, the conception in the material world.
It's a Vishnu Tattva.
Yes, Gopeshwar Mahadev. Sadashiva, who is also counselor of the gopis. He is there. What's his name?
Advaita Acharya.
Yes, he is also. No, I mean Ishkan Sannyasi, Danavir Maharaj. He actually, he translated a book, Kushakrata Prabhu translated, he published that book, I would say. Very nicely explained that how in every emotion that is in the world, in this world, material world, is not satisfying, but in spiritual world is very satisfying. So Krishna purposely creates this atmosphere through Jogo Maya, where the gopis are waiting for Krishna to come and Krishna didn't show up. Then they are depressed and they are walking out. How can he not come? Did somebody kidnap him? They don't think he's God like that. He's just the most attractive hero, they desperately want. Then on the way, they see a Shiva under the banyan tree. He's meditating. So then the gopis comes and says, wow, we heard Ashutosh is the same concept we have material world in pure form in spiritual world. They said, can you please help us? So they offer some bell leaf. They also have bell leaf. Mm. And then Shiva talks, what do you want? He said, we are in love with Nanda Maharaj's son. Someone other, he didn't come. And we are in anxiety. Will we meet? How can we meet him? Mm. He said, he's on his way. In few minutes, he will be there. They feel so happy. They run back to the kunja and Krishna really appear. Now, who is that Shiva? Who is that Shiva? It's actually Krishna.
Sadashiva.
He takes the form of Shiva and act like a counselor. Astrologer.
Yeah.
There is a Daibagga. You know, there is a Daibagga. It shows the banner. Disappointment, come to me. And they go like this. They say, really, we have a disappointment. We are supposed to meet Nanda Maharaj's son. So let me calculate. Oh, yes. He's coming at this time. They say, really? All right. What can we give you? Oh, you give me some food that after he eats, give me, bring some remnants after he all eat. So this, that is also Krishna. Krishna has many agent also, they do. It's very interesting. Those are Sadashiva. But Prabhu, since you brought this, I'm going to say this. The Sambhutatta Shiva, the risk is that even we are liberated, this is just my personal prayers to all of you. Do not think you are liberated. Even you are liberated. I know 8 symptoms you can see. Actually, many devotees. In ISKCON, we have thousands of liberated souls, actually. There are 8 symptoms. This is in Bhagavatam, 5.4.5. You can look at it. So you can say, okay, there are 8 symptoms, so I'm liberated. Do not think you are liberated because Maya can trap you. Liberated means you take the position of Shiva's equality. He bows down to you. Instead of keeping you in her trap, she sees that you are going out. You literally proven that you want to serve. It is better not to think like I'm still danger zone. I should be always thinking of, have a fear of Maya. Now you wonder why Prabhupada made it so strong. He says, I have a fear. And he says, my fear is that my followers are not afraid of Maya. We should be always afraid of Maya as long we are in this body, period. So in that sense, that Sambhutatta Shiva has a two connection. He is eternally connected as a great devotee, Vaishnava Nam Jata Shambhu. He is also eternally connected with Mayadevi. It is not a, like a temporary relation. Mayadevi is eternally his wife. And she is eternal. She is eternally connected with him. That's why it is dangerous at that position that we can fall back. So we must learn how to cross that border. Border is not a little border. It's a giant border. Shiva Loka, Maheshdham, the Buddhists, they also go there. A lot of Buddhists actually go there. They are very strict. Many, many impersonalists go there. But this is a very scary place because there is a chances to come down is always there.
So once one devotee had told that he is practicing nicely and he has no attachment, nothing. He's not the boss. Tumi to Thakur, tumar kukur. But still he says somewhere, the enjoyment tendency is there. It's not rooted out. He's telling, how do I get out of this? When I'm alone, I feel like yes. So when I know that it is not the right thing, but in my mind is forcing, telling, I don't